What's up, what's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP_Trill. I'm in here with the best co-host I can possibly ask for. Day, what's happening?
What's up with it, man? Y'all follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
Jay Gray.
What's going on, man? You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray, too.
And we got a special guest sitting in, one of my longtime buddies, Yo.
What it do? This is Yo the Great. Follow me at Yo the Great on Twitter. For pros at this.
Hey, first and foremost, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If you own a cat or a dog, you are not a mother. You are a fucking pet owner. I think everybody would agree with that across the board. Maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, fuck your dog, fuck your cat. I don't care about it.
That's nice. Yeah, the ladies are out. The ladies are out because they are
probably somewhere getting pregnant, hopefully.
Becoming mothers, hopefully.
Like fellas, wrap mother. It up.
Nah, man. Nah, you gotta get up. You gotta get a pregnant for another nigga, dude.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gonna be sick as a motherfucker. You find out love of your life.
You hear the non parents. You see why exactly?
I got.
Yeah, right. So yeah, it's
first off.
Ah, that's okay. I'm with you.
Yeah, the non parents.
First off, screaming. That. First off, get her pregnant for another nigga does because. What's going to end up happening is she going to end up being pregnant by somebody else. And then you're going to be like,
How about I let you get up pregnant first and you have the baby mama headache? And then
I'm okay with that. I feel like I'm missing out.
I
feel like I'm missing out. Like child support and all that good shit. Like that shit feel like to me on the outside looking in, that shit look very interesting. Y'all don't think so?
Yeah, that's the word.
Hell no.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah,
that's
a good word for it. Interesting.
That shit do a little interesting. Like, to be going to court shit, I feel like I'm missing out.
Hey, my homeboy missed his child support court date. He got his check, and they took $1,200 out of it. That's interesting to you?
See, first off, I ain't too messed up about that. Cause all I got to do is probably just go to the house, put the pills to the head, get the money back.
So you get your check back, and you owe your job money. That's cool.
I don't know about all that. How he owe his job money?
They took him to make $1,200. They took it out of his
check. Hey, we paid for your job.
So you need to come in tomorrow.
We gonna loan you this.
That's how.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Kind of, sort of. That's a cool story. Shout out to him. Hopefully he get that taken care of. Put in a little overtime. But like I said, I feel like I'm missing out. So yeah, I'm out here trying to get three of them pregnant at one time, and we just go like that. But we only have one baby child. Whoever just the cutest. Like I'm gonna put it on Twitter, put our three pictures on Twitter, and just be like,
vote who had a baby child.
Yeah,
that's cool. Kind of like Survive. That's cool.
And we do it like that. I know all three of them listening probably like, I know it's going to be me. It's like, cool. We'll work it like that.
So they already know that they about to have the baby.
I've told all three of them I'm going to get them pregnant, but they don't know about each other.
Did you send it in a group text?
Nah, I ain't did it yet. They don't need to have each other number conversing and shit. They might.
This man is dead serious. I don't understand.
No, look. See, if I put in a group text and then they all start conversing with each other and getting cool and stuff, what if they go gay and just leave me out? You know what I'm saying? Now I'm shut out, and then I got to find three new prospects.
That's it, baby.
Cold game. Now, I'm just saying, I ain't even get the chance to get them pregnant because they went gay. They went lesbian and shit. So all because of my group text. You know what I'm saying? So no group good morning text just yet. It's after, you know what I'm saying? It's like once we get in the third trimester, then I start sending them jobs. Like, good morning, ladies.
you gonna send a voice message that sound like that?
Ah, yeah. Like, what's his name? The wrestler?
Val Venus.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, funniest thing they might ever say, I remember we went to... I think it was SmackDown, when they came to Memphis one time, and my got up there and said, "Ladies, my right leg is Thanksgiving. My left leg is Christmas. Come visit me in between the holidays."
And that actually ain't too bad.
But I'm saying a wrestler saying some shit like that.
That shit funny as hell.
I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, this shit was pretty clever to me at the time. So I used it once and got smacked.
I can believe it.
Yeah. I told my teacher that. It didn't work out. But yeah. So happy Mother's Day to y'all. Talk about this student here in Memphis, Tennessee. 15-year-old student gets the high score, which is a 36 on his ACT here in Memphis, by the name of Dwight Moore, a student at Christian Brothers High School. He couldn't even believe it. Like he said, that when he got the first initial score, he was like, nah, this ain't.
Right, right. He must put all C's down the thing.
Like,
damn,
Christmas tree.
Like Christmas tree. It sounds like something I do just be decorating. Bubbling it in.
That's a good job, though. 36 on ACT. That's perfect, man. Like, I scored 18.
No, like, you can get admitted to any college. And you went on there. He only a sophomore, so that's dope.
Yeah, shout out to that, man. Because I know I took ACT. I got a 23 on that motherfucker. Like, I ain't studied or no shit, so.
Is that good or bad?
I mean,
the 23 is pretty good.
I scored
18. They were like average. They were like, with my GPA, I'm all right.
So I ain't never took this, right? Yeah,
Most southern schools, they accept like a 19, 20, 21. Yeah. Then the harder schools will go up to like 23, 24. I made a 24 on mine, so.
Damn, he's smart as hell. I feel bad.
They said less 18. Than 1% of the 1.9 million test takers received the perfect score in 2015. So, goddamn. Like,
1,900 out of a million.
Yeah. Man. As he in, like.
He in high company, man. Yeah. Like, real, real, real high company. We got a school I work at, man. We got a young lady in the ninth grade, made a 27.
Man. They taking the test like she, and fresh.
I mean, she's smart though. Right. So you know what I'm saying. She just took it to see how she'll do.
Dude, yeah.
And she made a 27.
I didn't know they were taking it that young though. Like you got to think when I was in school, I wasn't thinking about none of this shit. Like my gateway test, when they went from TCAP to gateway, dude handed out the Scantron before he gave out the actual test. I just went ahead and just bubbled in a whole bunch of answers, and by the time he gave me my book, I was like, I'm done. He's like, you ain't gonna take it. I'm like, nigga, I'm finna go hoop. I got 2 hours to go to the gym. I'm not finna waste my time with this shit. So that's how I was living life.
Clearly.
Yeah. I won't worry about all that testing shit.
But you're here now, brother.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my score is the highest score you can get on the GD test. Dead ass.
That's what's up.
Which is an 800.
800 on the GD.
800 on the GD.
First time, I just took that motherfucker.
Shining.
I was in that hole guessing like a motherfucker.
If y'all don't see his facial expression, how serious he is about his 800 on his GED, though. Good job, bro.
Bro, I was in that hole guessing like a motherfucker when it came to the math part. Math is like Spanish for me, bro.
Shit, I passed this shit. Man. I'm talking about niggas didn't catch that one till later. But yeah, man, like dog, them standardized tests, man, them don't be a motherfucker, man. I used to hate having to sit in the quiet ass room and you can't talk, can't say shit. Motherfucker gonna think you gonna be cheating. You can't really, cause on a lot of them tests in school, you know, a nigga cheat. We used to have like a little code and shit to how we could communicate and pass answers between each other during the regular test, man. But that shit like a whole nother, like another monster, man. Especially like the ACT where you don't be in classes with your, like with the folks that be in your regular class, like they pull folks from different schools or different areas and all this shit and just have y'all random as shit in there. But man, shout out to that young man for getting the perfect on the ACT score, man, cause.
I made one of my whole class fill a test one time on purpose. Like I told them, I was like, if I sneeze one time, the answer is A. If I sneeze two times, it's B. If I sneeze three times, so I was in there and I said, "Hachoo,
There had to be a special ed class. It gotta I'm pretty sure that was in there with you.
Wait for you to sneeze 300 times.
Summer school.
And I'm pretty sure they was in there with you.
Right.
Up until the test. And was like, hey, this nigga don't know shit.
Hey, I went past my paper and I was the only one past the test.
Terrible, man.
That's like terrible.
Call like, bro, we all passed them motherfuckers. She gonna be skeptical. So, yeah, I was the only person passed.
Do they even have summer school anymore? I heard they were only at some point only have like 15 total Shelby County schools or something.
It may be true.
They gonna close all those schools.
Like it is gonna be like 15 big schools.
I know my high school was in jeopardy. I know Carver is closing.
Yep.
They trying to close Northside.
Northside
is closing.
Northside had 1,600 students registered at the beginning
Northside
of the year.
Northside should have been closed. When I was in high school,
400 kids there.
When I was in
That's
high
crazy.
School.
That's crazy.
When I was in high school, it was always the rumor.
Whitehaven,
too, though.
I never heard
Whitehaven. I heard they had a blood drive in Whitehaven and they couldn't use none of the blood.
So I had a truck full of blood. They had to go take and dump in the car.
I ain't never heard that one.
They were low down.
My mama used to threaten me that she was going to send me to Whitehaven. I was like, all I'm going to do is just get in the fight with everybody. Then they're going to want to kill me. You're going to have to make me go back here.
I hate that they shutting down North, cause Northside, believe it or not, has a really big alumni following. Like, almost like, I only think only school that's in the North that has like that big of a following is Douglas.
I want to say Douglas alumni ain't that big,
but they got a good following. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a huge. But they have a good following. They have good participation from the alumni.
Yeah,
and Northside has that too. Out of schools in the North, I mean that sucks to see that you got such a huge school, which is a big school too. Northside huge. When they did that number I saw that too, yo. When they broke down like all of the numbers of attendance by the end of the school year, man, it's sad to see because a lot of people just not taking their kids to school and even monitoring their kids to go to school. I mean.
And school is important, and I hate it. I think that's the downfall of our city, that the kids think it's just cooler to just put on nice shoes and clothes and go somewhere and act a fool than to have an education, because like 10, 20 years from now, when you're 35 and you need a job or you need to talk and be articulate, you won't know how. Because you know what I'm saying? When you were 15, you was just like, whatever.
I got a coworker right now, dog. Like, he does not know how to talk. To management, like he don't know how to cut it off. You know how we'll be talking amongst ourselves, same conversation with them. They let this man get in front of meetings and shit and talk. Well, I know y'all don't want to fucking be real. You know what I'm saying? You want to be with your side wives and stuff. I'm like, bro. Every time you talk, I just put my face in my hand.
Is he black?
Of course.
Damn, man.
Of course. My ignorant as hell. You see him coming. He the one, you like, God damn. He make you really upset that, you know, one black person is a representation of all of us. Exactly. He make you hate that shit. You be happy when it's somebody good. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker come along, graduate from MIT or some shit like that. Like, yes, we got one. He come along, like, God damn, can we just go put them in a closet for the rest of the day.
Man, they do that shit so everybody can laugh at them and be like, y'all, see?
But they don't know how, like, that's something that I try to talk to, like, a young guys in my school is just that how to conduct yourself, like, education. Like, even if you're trying to do, you know, other hustling stuff, like, I be trying to give them the understanding, like, you need basic mathematics if you even trying to sell dope. Like, you need to understand weighing and how to not, you know, you got to know your numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what you choosing to do, you trying to glorify all this street stuff, guess what? You need education. Because those people who are big in it, good at math. Like, they good at numbers. They know how to count money. They know how much stuff weigh. They know how much stuff feel. They know what's this, what equals this, and all of those things. And if you don't know that, and if you don't know how to articulate yourself, you don't know how to put your thoughts into a formulated idea, you know what I'm saying? People ain't going to take you serious because people not going to listen to you. So don't know, man. It's just, it's sad to see how education is becoming such a, like, a negative.
It is. And one of my homeboys, he had a good take on just, like, hustling in general, too. Mm-hmm. He was, like, in the hood. He was like, you know, we were growing up, like, we would wash cars, cut grass, mm-hmm. and do stuff like that. And, you know, like, now junkies, like, we started to do those type of jobs. Right, and then kids see, I want to be no junkie. That nigga cutting grass. Because they did it to go smoke rocks.
Right.
Now instead of us going to cut grass or, wash cars, we'd rather just go pick up this sack because we don't want to look like the junkies in the neighborhood. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it kind of, it's just life, I guess, man. It's just getting
It's a negative crazy. That's a good take on it, too. Yeah. Like, I ain't really thought about that. But that's exactly what it is now. Like, they seeing those guys doing it, so it's like, I don't want to be.
Yeah, like, look at him. He dirty bumming.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And they doing it for a couple of dollars and all that. Yeah. Right? But you understand that people are turning these into millionaire, you know what I'm saying, ideas. And, like, people was, you know.
Washing them cars and cutting grass kept me at the candy lane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't look at it like that no more.
Right. They look at it like they don't want to look like something. Yeah. They're thinking about a look.
Yeah. A lot of. What is it? I forgot what it's called. It's not peer pressure, but when you're trying to
perception.
Yeah, they want this perception of. They want to put the perception of the things that they see on World Star Hip Hop, things like that, in these rap videos. Everybody want to wear Gucci belts,
man.
Ball man.
What the hell is ball, man?
It's like some like niggas want to look the part, but don't want to, you know what I'm saying, do what it takes to get there. Right. Like, it's kind of like they want the image of it, but they don't want to do the work it takes to get there, or they want, like, the fast way in. Or
it's just they want now results. They want add water success.
Yeah. That's pretty much like how, you know what I'm saying, how the whole society is now. They want, like, you can start here and be here in this time as possible.
Right.
When really it ain't. You know what I'm saying? That's like a recipe for disaster when you really look at it. Because, like, if you get it fast, it go fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to do everything it takes to get to where you're trying to go. You can't take no shortcuts, because if you do, then, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of shit you're going to miss out on in the end when you're going to need it, but you missed out on it because you took the shortcut.
And it's going to be and you're going to miss out on the education of it. Like, that was another thing I talked to students about, like, people who, like, try to glorify selling dope. And I'm like, what y'all think? Y'all just start with, like, selling bricks? Like, you just get there, and it's just like
you found the plug.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you the plug. You know
Pablo.
Like, you just wake up.
The songs that they listen to that they get this shit from makes it seem that easy, though.
I never saw something where I thought, like, I just wake up, and it's just like, boom, here you go. Like, you really think that you finna be acting like Black Youngster on all your... You know what I'm saying? Videos the next day, I wish people understood the behind the scenes of all of this stuff that it take, man. And people who actually been there who can help you, like, realize, like, this ain't the way for all this shit.
Man,
like,
they either dead in jail.
Right.
The kids don't understand that part of it either. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I was in the hood the other day. My homeboy told me I started to look like a steak dinner. Cause I look nice.
Yeah.
Like, that's my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, these kids right here, they don't know you. They don't see you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's best that you know what I'm saying? When you over here, you know what I'm saying? Don't just be by yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's real, though.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's my old neighborhood. And I'm like, damn, but he's serious, though. You know
same
what
thing
he's
about
real.
Me. Like, I can't go, like, I go to Hyde Park a lot, man, to go see my uncle. And my uncle's still there, man, online. Like, and he's still there. And then he'll stand outside, and we'll stand outside and rap. But I try not to be drawing no attention to myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know these young cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, the youngest when I was there. So when I got up, I don't really know too many people that's under me from there.
Yeah, because once you leave, you don't have enough time to
be
around.
Right. You don't.
Not on no daily basis.
And when I was there, I was always with older people, my older cousins and their friends and stuff like that. So I never got out with a lot of people my age when I was over there. There's a couple of people, but the few people that I hung out with, dead. So it's like, you know, I don't try to come back and be like, look, man, I'm trying to be something that I'm not or whatever. Because you know how these young cats is, like, they don't know you. They think that, you know, you ain't live no type of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I mean, it's crazy. Like, man, it's young cats be like, man, like, even the school I work at, like, they be like, man, Mr. Green, you ain't never been through nothing.
Oh, okay.
You wear you wear suits to work. All right. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, keep it their way. You
yeah,
know what
I'm saying? That's great. That's great though.
They're like just
because really, what do you have to prove?
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? What do you gotta prove? And but it's sad is that a lot of people, even at my age now, man, it's a lot of people that I went to school with, man, really trying to prove to these young cats
that they
still got it.
Yeah.
And that they still, like, man, especially like in Raleigh, man, like all the cats I grew up with in Raleigh, man, like they really out here still trying to prove that they this. Like, dude, we did it. It's there. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's history, man. Keep it there. Like, you ain't got to prove nothing to these cats, man. But I don't know, man. Everybody want that little piece of the pie, man. That piece of throne or whatever it is.
It don't that's come with nothing. It don't come with no benefits.
Don't come with no check.
You know, at least when you in the military, you get a purple heart when you go to war and get hurt or something like that. You don't get none of that out here in the streets, man. You go to jail, half these folks ain't gonna write you, put none on your books. First off, they really don't owe you anything because you went to jail for yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's another misconception that is you gotta hold people down when they go to jail and all this other shit. Like, bruh, you went to, unless you saved my life or something, bruh, you went to jail for you. You chose that road that you did. Just like I made it my mission not to go to jail, you could have did the same goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. I guess that's just a difference of opinion because some people feel like you're supposed to look out for some people. But everybody's situation different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do definitely think that if a person puts their head on the line and they go to jail on my behalf, then yes, I have some obligations on them. But I ain't in no position for that to happen. So yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't in no position for you to take a charge for me. You know what I'm saying? So, or be loyal to me on that end or not rat me out or whatever the case may be. Now, granted, if I was in that position, then most definitely I'm taking care of anybody who does that for me. But I'm not in that position. So I don't know, man. Like, these cats really want that type of. I mean, there's so many CEOs out here, man, and people don't even know.
If you're unfamiliar with that, the new thing out here in Memphis is instead of being OGs, they CEOs.
They CEOs, right.
They the CEO of this clique or CEO of that clique.
And I bet if you asked them what the CEO even stand for, they couldn't
even
tell.
They don't know.
That's the crazy thing.
Board of directors, they don't know what that means. CFO, they don't know what that means. Like, you don't even understand the chain of command of that
First off, they don't even have a business license.
Right.
No LLCs.
Man, I am the CEO of this clique. Okay, where's your business license, sir?
What type of business are you running, sir?
Right.
Yeah. Like, you took out an insurance policy.
You gotta be
on that company.
You gotta be a CEO to run a criminal empire. So I guess that's what it is.
I guess so, man.
Criminal empire. Officiation. That's what they gonna tell you.
Right.
What CEO in? Criminal empire officiating.
Officer.
Nah, they ain't gonna say police. Nah, that's officer. Nah, that's too close to police.
You're right.
Calling me the police, bro.
Too close to the police.
Yeah,
officer. I ain't the popo.
It's crazy, but Raleigh, it's a war zone over there, man. Them young niggas over there killing each other. And I watched a video the other day. Somebody posing, they were fighting, and I was looking. I was like, "Well, shit, this is why they picking up guns. These niggas can't fight."
Yeah, they can't fight.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, we would fight, and then we just push on.
I mean, like, you also understand, like, you gotta. How else you gonna trump it? Like, people putting all this stuff on
for
social media.
Like, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing as hell. Like, you basically recording, and I gotta basically see this for the rest of my life. It can pop up at any part of my life.
Yeah.
20 years from now, it can pop up. Dude get jumped and rotted. I gotta shoot all y'all, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else can I do?
I can't take this L.
I don't encourage violence, but motherfuckers jump me and I'm shooting everybody recording.
I'm just saying, like, you get recorded on, like, you basically get jumped. You trying to just cover for your life and people got the camera in your face like this.
And that's crazy too. People are rather, you know what I'm saying, than to help you. Then it got just damn records you. I'm gonna get hit by a bus instead of pushing me out the way. You got damn go record.
I need a new 911, man.
Damn,
it really is.
Bro, people will record you before they dial 911.
And that's
the shit. I really hate about today's generation. Like, motherfuckers got to record everything.
Everything, dog. Dog, I saw a car burning up, and it was an old lady, man. She trying to get out the car, man. It was workers. Workers at Kroger.
Recording it. And when they help her get out the car.
Me and an older dude had to help her get out the car. This girl, she had a Ford Taurus, man. Her whole car, front end of the car, just burning, blazing. Workers, dog, young cats. Out there recording, man. When the police
come, 100 likes, like 100 likes.
Dang, somebody call, like fool. The dude, the car wreck on 3rd Street, off of 3rd, off the E-way. The horrible accident, dude. Traffic was stopping because people was hopping out their cars recording. Cause man, it was a gory like accident. Like dude, body was like cut in half.
Damn.
And like people hopping out the cars, like.
They want to record him.
Like, who want to see that shit, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then have some decency for somebody else's family, though. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
Dead body? Oops, snapped up online.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, one chick posted a picture of these folks' family member laying dead in the street. So I guess people were sharing it and shit. Yeah. And then it hit somebody's page who they relate to. So the whole family... It's like, please take this picture down. You know, just can you be respectful? This is my motherfucking page, and I'm going to post whatever the fuck I want.
And that's
like,
crazy.
Man.
Bro, no respect, people, man. Like, people got little respect.
Insensitive as hell.
Like, it's no respect for so much. Like, I don't know how we even try to turn that around. Like, it's little respect for authority, little respect for, like, leadership or anything. Like these
authority.
People, like, they just... And they think everything is written off by an apology. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, man. Like, you got to learn how to be respectful,
and,
dog.
And then the crazy thing is Beale Street, right?
Right.
Beale Street could be just as good as Berryman Street, right. Minus the strip clubs. Let's clarify that. Minus the strip clubs. It could be just as great, minus strip clubs. But you can't go down there and enjoy yourself.
Not on no Saturday night.
For
no.
Shit.
It's a wrap for that one, man. Like,
if you see it on St. Patrick's Day versus seeing it on a Saturday night,
like,
you would think it's two different worlds. Like, you really,
or if you
think,
go in the daytime,
right, or you go on a Friday night, like you really think it's two
or
different,
bike night,
right. Some night cool. Where it's like when Silky O'Sullivan's got something going on or something like that, like you would really think we in two different cities, man. Like, to see so many fights, man, so many people beat up on just social media on Beale Street, almost. And the sign, the sick, and it's always like one of the first two weekends it get real hot.
Yeah, and it's the crazy part. And soon as some bad shit pop off, what's the first thing you see on social media? Beale Street was so loud tonight.
Right.
Like, that's y'all definition of fun. It's like. When motherfuckers getting hurt,
dodging bullets,
leading, is,
they got the shooting on Bill. It was so loud, bro.
Everybody was running.
Right. And then they got mad when they started charging people to get on there.
Yeah, I ain't paying. Well, that's why they did that.
That's why
they
doing
want
it.
Your ignorant ass
right,
down.
Right. We want people who, damn. Like, you can't, what you expect people to do, man? Like, I would be charging y'all too. Matter of fact, I'll put a wall up. You know what I mean? Like,
damn, he went Trump on
right,
Bill
like,
Street.
I would put a wall up. Like, man, make a barrier or something, man. Like,
J. Trump.
Got to, dog.
J. Trump on Bill. I'm with it. Hey, but it take money to make money. You want to clean it up around there. I mean, you might as well charge. I mean,
do y'all think that's the solution?
I mean, you have to.
You got to do something.
Because at this point, I mean, at this rate, like, what, we had like 80 murders already?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I never thought we'd get bigger than 2015.
Exactly.
2015 was crazy.
Yeah.
And right now, I think I was looking at the statistics. It's like one in like every 27 persons in Memphis can like actually be murdered. So you have a better chance of her getting murdered than actually hitting the damn lottery. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can literally be coming out of Kroger and somebody and feel like, you know what I'm saying? Feel like you got more than what they got.
And it's
over with. You know what I'm saying? And that's a shame. You know what I'm saying? I grew up here. You know what I'm saying? I love it. My son's here, but you know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to raise kids in this type of environment? You know what I'm saying? People always say running to Cordova, Collegeville is not the answer, but it's the grass a little greener out there than it is, you know what I'm saying?
And I look at it from the sense of schools. Like, my biggest thing right now is schools And I don't knock anybody for thinking or doing whatever, and I don't give a damn if you look at me a different way. But my kids go to school in Cordova, and I want them to have a diverse understanding, and I want them to have a sense of teachers actually giving a damn and not having to do all of the extra stuff that they have to do in, like, inner city schools.
Yeah.
Like, when teachers in inner city schools have so much more to worry about other than teaching. Like, they have to worry about these test scores. They basically got to be data pushers. Like, they got to push all this data just so that they can stay afloat to keep their damn job.
Like, they're not actually teaching.
Right. They ain't teaching because they got to keep their job. They got a livelihood. So they got to actually push this data and just basically focus on the students who are self-sufficient. Like, who can come to class, sit down, and do what they want to do and do what they need to do. I'm going to focus on these kids because they going to push my data up to where I can keep my damn job.
So then they shut out. Everybody else.
And I cannot sit and waste time on people who are out here running and doing craziness.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, I just physically can't do it. So it's like, I can't focus on one student who probably has the potential to be great, who was just lost out here.
Okay. Now check this out. I don't like the way that they end up taking away money from the school system to fund other shit for the city, right?
Right.
When in reality, right, if they fucking legalize marijuana, that shit would take us out of debt.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about taking money away from the school system.
Only thing about that is just that the backlash when it comes to kids, the youth, would be a big issue.
And then they'll push the whole religion thing. Because you know, we in the South and, you know, the Bible country and all that shit.
And I'm with that, but it can go either way. Cause like when I was reading up on Colorado, like last school year, they got $31 million in tax money from marijuana, from taxing it. And then they said like teenage smoking was down.
Yeah.
Typically because teenagers see old people getting high and they're like, I don't want to do nothing that my mama doing. Cause it's not cool anymore. You know what I'm saying?
But we got to think about the demographics when you're talking about Colorado versus
here.
Right.
Understandable. Right. I'm not saying legalize it so everybody can smoke. Like, that's not my main focus. I'm saying so you won't have to take money away from the school
money
system.
Money-wise, it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. Like, tax-wise, it's a brilliant idea because once you start taxing that, it's over with. I mean, you're going to get so much out of debt from just that alone. Yeah, from a money standpoint, I'm pretty sure it's a go-to.
Yeah. I was going to say a lot of people don't realize that people that go to jail – actually, you know what I'm saying? It costs more to house prisoners in jail for crimes like this shit when they could actually be free.
It's going to be incredible. But you know what I'm saying? It's just that, you know what I'm saying? I just think that it's just once you legalize it, you get that freedom. And once you get that freedom, you think about, I'm just trying to look at it from both ends. And you think about smoking weed, it's so much extra stuff they doing the weed now. And it's all, like, it's literally gateway into just like doing all type of craziness. So the easy accessible it is, the more you going to layer it and gateway it into other crap and lacing it with all this other different type of stuff. And it makes it so much easier accessible to kids. And we still got kids coming to school with, you know, bags and little blunts in here and there. But like when you get that freedom, man, and it's, kids basically can just, people can just sit and smoke weed freely. Then when you 18, then what? You know what I'm saying? Now you got to create your own rules for different places because it's like, look, man, you can't smoke here. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are 18. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, but like in different places, like in New York or whatever, like they have certain areas that you can smoke it and that you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like you can ride around with an ounce of weed in your car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just different stuff that you can and you can't do. But, there's rules and regulations for it, but. I mean, the way the city going, we need some here. Because, last time I cracked my rim on a pothole. Like, we can't even get them kids. You know what I'm saying?
Potholes like, horrible in Memphis.
Now the kid, now you closing the school.
If you come to Memphis, get you an Uber.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I remember I used to have summer jobs at the community center making like $10 an hour or something like that for the summer. We don't have those no more. We used to have the swimming pools. Yeah, we don't have them no more. I'm saying it's just
Liberty Land during the summers.
Yeah, it's just nothing else for them to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, what is one to do other than get in trouble? You know what I'm saying?
But see, and like I said, it's a double-edged sword because you think about the reasons why these places shut down. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of those damn problems. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it ain't true. Like they just was like, we just gonna take it away from the kid. Oh, these folks cutting the hell up, man. Like, last day of the fair.
Oh, man, that was awful. That was pretty much the worst. Every single year. That was the worst thing to ever do.
Right, that Sunday, dog, every year. Like, it was never a game. Juneteenth.
Crunk Fest.
No, I'm saying Crunk Fest.
Well, they still had Juneteenth. They just moved location.
Right, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's not as big. It's not as, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
It doesn't have as much opportunity as it used to.
Originally, Juneteenth was started to fund the church that I grew up in. To fund the fellowship hall that they had.
Yeah.
So that's what they originally started for. So once it grew and got bigger, they moved it to the park. And then it became an opportunity for black businesses, trucks and shit like that, to come out there and make money then. And it just got bigger and bigger after that. But until like 2002, 2003, that's when it really just got bad. Yeah. Like with the gangs and stuff. Like getting bigger than what they was, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, people just was afraid to come.
Right, right after that. And then when the little, you know what I'm saying? I was there when the little boy got shot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? 15 years old. I never forget it.
Yeah, we saw my little partner. Man there. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, when you dealing with stuff like that, and I just remember me and a kid, like, I think us growing up was like where things was just like, you know what? We got to make a change. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop doing, because we was reckless out here, man. Like, we was, like,
but that's the thing, though. Reckless. You really think, when you look back on it and you think about the shit that we did, it's kind of like nothing compared to what they doing now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, and then it's mainly to blame on the drugs that they taking.
Yeah. Because
they doing all types, man, of different drugs I was in mixed
the,
together.
Yeah, and I was in the hood. I'm hearing they snort 30 Percocets now, like the 30 times.
Yeah.
And they snort heroin now.
Yeah.
Like, you snorting the heroin for
right. You trying to die.
Like, you really, I'm talking about, like, I've seen people on heroin and sleep for 2 days straight. So you mean you snorting it right in your
and
head.
And you not even, like, you can literally die. You can literally die. Because you putting it in the wrong part of your system.
And the crazy thing about that is you can get heroin addicts to damn near do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally, somebody have heroin, you can go in their pocket and take whatever they got, and they wouldn't even know how you got it, if you got it, where it went, or nothing. And then, like, you snorting 30 Percocets. Do you know if you in a car accident, break your leg, do anything, nothing. You go to the doctor? What can they possibly give you? You taking, you literally taking a medication that's used for you know what I'm saying, to be hurt.
Yeah.
And then we go to the doctor. We can't even give you nothing. You're just going to have to suffer here like a fool. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you take this for recreation. Like,
it ain't even, no it ain't just that. They mixing all this shit.
Yeah. And they putting it like, they cold in.
Really, man, I'm trying to figure out what the solution is to this shit. Because really, honest, I tell people all the time, I say, these rappers lying to you. Like, these folks just lying to you. They don't understand what's really real. Like, real ain't out here selling dope, doing drugs. Trinkle ain't doing all this shit, bro. That ain't the definition of real. It's like, they got to understand, like, bro, do you want to die at 30 or, you know what I'm saying, like, live a long life, you know what I'm saying, see your kids grow up and do shit like that? They like, you know what I'm saying, the way they see real is getting money as much as they can now and then, just dying or whatever, doing whatever, living fast, dying young, pretty much.
Right.
And
they content with that.
Yeah, and they cool with it. And it's like, who was telling them?
I think we was the same way, but I think the problem now is, like I said, social media has added so much to the perpetrating of this lifestyle.
Yeah, because people done came up and got famous off shit like that, so they think they can do it too, which is, that shit is a dumb way of thinking, but at the same time, it's like, man, we had a power, you know what I'm saying? We had a responsibility to show them that, you know what I'm saying? It's different outlets, it's different ways to do that. Like, this ain't what you're supposed to do. Like, this is what's glorified and this is what's popular.
And you had people challenging you. Like, I remember growing up, man, anytime I did anything stupid when I was like 15, 16 years old, I had OGs who really told me to stop. You know what I'm saying? To be quick. Like, hey, that's not what we do. That's not how we get down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And they was quick. It wasn't, and if you kept doing it, they beat the hell out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no game. And now it's like, you can't even do that because these little kids are starting their own shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole fast cash shit.
Man, fast cash. Like, it's like three of them.
Right, right. And it's like, they like
17. You know what I'm saying? Like, they
life ain't even started,
they
bro.
They 16, I'm, 17 years old, yeah. And they ruling little kids, man. Like, man, some apartments in Raleigh, man, I saw these folk, these fat cat folk, man. They was at a swimming pool, and they had a meeting, and it was like 400 of them.
That's crazy.
And them, I'm talking about police, gat, tear, all type of shit. These folk walk mobbing down Coleman, hollering this shit. And they was swimming. They just took over the fucking apartment pool and all that shit. Like, what the fuck do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do?
Like, what the fuck? That where your mama at? Like, where your dad at? Like, who is monitoring, like, who do you do your that? Behavior?
Bro,
like,
I'm talking about little girl. I'm talking about girls like look like age 7, 8 years old to 17 year old girls to the same age with dudes. Like, what do you do to that? Like, what do you do to that?
How do you combat that?
Like, how do you even try to start fixing it? And they just walking down the street, man, throwing up signs, hollering at cars, the whole nine. Like, what do you do to that? I don't even know how to even start. Like, you get out the car and say, hey, man, what the hell y'all doing? They probably going to try to jump your head.
It's going to sound insensitive, but I'm going to say exterminate.
Get rid of just spray raid on all that.
Eradicate the kids, man.
My God, this is so scary, bro.
Start
it is, man.
Like, it's like gremlins, bro. Like, for real. Like,
especially for the young man, man. It's like, dog, it breaks my heart, dog.
Because at what age do you think the mind, like, you can't get them to change the mindset?
I'm say about 14, I want to say. See, I feel like about 8th grade, that's when the little girls start getting their boobs and titties, and you kind of, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you can wolf up at, you know what I'm saying, at people. I know when I was 14, I was like 6'1", I could hoop.
But see, I think
that I was the man. I couldn't tell me nothing.
Because it's two times. I think it's two times where you can't change their mindset. About between 14, 16, and between 22 and 24. I think those age gaps, you ain't telling them shit. Now, when you get old, because when you like 11th grade or 12th grade in high school, you see, you're almost like the older guy in the area. So it's like you see the dumb shit that's going on in the 9th and 10th grade and 8th grade. You like, maybe we do need to fix some shit.
Yeah.
And then when you get out of school, you come, it resets. So now you're stuck in your ways, right? You a freshman again, and you stuck in your ways, and you think that you're invincible.
Yeah.
Then around 25, you start to see this shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, these young cats doing some crazy shit, and then you start to revamp it again and refocus your mind and get a different attention. But yeah, like, man, them 14, like 14 through 16, man, them cats.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Like, you can't tell them nothing, man.
Give me,
like,
a fake Gucci belt and a t-shirt. Right, I'm on. You can't tell them nothing.
Dog. They get them fake Ferragamo belts, dog.
It's on.
Man, fake True Religion. Get them that little sponge brush. Over with. You man. Know what I'm saying?
They think they know everything. Like, my little cousin. This man is like 6'1", 6'2", I think he's like 13. He can't play basketball because he ain't got the endurance because he wants to smoke weed.
Smoke weed all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just throwing it away, like the opportunity. And he probably going to grow to be like 6'6", 6'7". And he waste the space.
Like, you ain't been there, though. And that's the crazy thing. It's like they see us and they like you said, it's like, man, you ain't never did none of your life. Man, I did everything you did. I done ran circles around you, son.
I'm like, dude, I sit back. I'm like, what y'all thought? We just woke up and we were grown?
Yeah. That's what people think. I think that's what they think.
I'm like, you really just thought we just woke up and then we just like.
But at the same time, I was them at that age. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what type of.
I can't say I was them because I always listen. Like, I've always been a question asking type motherfucker.
Yeah, that one.
Because I always saw situations and I'd be like, look. What the hell you doing? You know what I'm
saying?
I
was ignorant as hell.
I was with the shit. Don't get me wrong. I was ignorant in the sense of experimenting. Like, I always did shit off the fly, but I never not listened. Like even the cats that was around us, when they started talking, when OG started talking, man, I'm one of those cats that was always sitting and looking like, man, what did you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you get to this point? Or what happened at this point? Because there's no way that I can say that I know everything at that point. Now, on the fly type shit, type parties, you get to getting on bill and get to flicking and acting ignorant, I'm that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And whatever questions people ask or any suggestions we get, we gonna do it.
Man.
Take, drink this, do this. Oh, yeah, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Once you get in that zone, it's over with.
See, I was ignorant as hell, one trying to listen to nobody, you know, people telling you, hey, I done been down that road. You don't want, man, I don't want to hear that shit. That's why I was like, I'm surprised that I ain't get caught up in a lot of dumb shit that would have went sent me to jail. I really didn't realize jail wasn't the place that I wanted to go to, like, 19.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was telling chicks that I was fucking with, hey, I need to go and get you pregnant. Because, man, I probably ain't going to be out here. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, right? Then when I hit, like, 18, 19, it was just like,
okay. I made it.
A little too late to go to jail. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I was like, all right, well, I need to move a little bit smarter than what I'm doing. And then shit, I say about 21, 22 is when I was like, okay, fuck that. Streets ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when a lot of my partners started going to jail around that time. I'm like,
yeah.
I most definitely don't want to go there.
Like, 23 was that year for me. Like, the year my son was born. And I just realized, like, it was an instant. And right when my son was born in March, and that September, one of my closest homies, that's when he killed himself. Like, that gave me all I needed. Like, you know, so I was just like, oh, hell no. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy how a close death can change your perception.
Yeah.
But now it seems like they so accustomed to death.
It's like they normalized it.
Yeah, and they love it. Like, it's almost like it's glorified. Yeah,
and that's scary too, because you would rather have a RIP shirt on than to tell your homeboy, "Nah, fuck that. Let's not go over there.
Yeah.
Let's just chill out and get on the Xbox or do whatever we need to do for that to pass over and be done with it." You would rather be like, "Okay, you just went over there. Now I gotta find a way to go. Now you want to put a GoFundMe account because y'all too stupid to have, you know what I'm saying, life insurance. Yeah. But you took a picture the other day with $700 in your hand, but you couldn't pay $120 for your whole life.
What they call them, fans?
Like,
just in case y'all ain't from Memphis, I don't know if they do this everywhere. If they call it everywhere, but when they spread the money out in their hands, you know what I'm saying? They call those fans. They got $1,000 fan. $2,000 fan, man. This shit crazy. It's really crazy.
Man. Like I said, man, it blew my mind when I started seeing this. Like, I don't even be looking for shit, right? And when I see young cats that I know just come across, you know, my social media feeds, it blow my mind because I'm like, dude. First of all, where I work at is a college preparatory school. They wear suits to school every single day.
Yeah.
How the hell in any world are you trying to be this street nigga? Like, in any world. Like, you know what I'm saying? You and everybody at my school is advanced. Like, they all basically take honors classes. Every single one of them. Now, do they all do the work? No. But can they do it? Absolutely. Why are you even on social media with guns and videos and all this ignorance?
Because it's glorified.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It blows my mind to see.
And that's the now, though, you know what I'm saying? Like for us right now, like, stability is the number one thing, you know what I'm saying, in my life. Right. House, car, nice job, good bank account. Like, I guess for the kids, it's more like me looking like I'm a thug or cool. That's going to attract people to me, you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's not what life is, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you go through these little phases.
But then some of them don't get to see past it, though.
Yeah, and some of them, and that's the scary part. Like, you might not even get to see 21 right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like 21 in Memphis right now, I know, like, Boo say 25, your OG, these little kids ain't even seeing 21 right now.
Some of them ain't seeing 18. Yeah, some of them don't even get to make it to graduation.
I'm talking about, it's to a point where, like, they really trying to X folks up out of here. Like, it ain't even a game. Like, these kids really trying to take other kids up out of here.
So basically what we're trying to say is mothers and fathers, stay in your kids' lives. Just help them out. We got off track. It's Mother's Day.
Don't just stay in their lives. Make sure you help keep them out. Up with what they got going on.
That's the hard part. Like, that's
when
you're
working all the time.
And when you work, then things are so exclusive now when you got a cell phone.
It's kind of hard. It's going to be hard for me to say. But remember how they used to say it takes a village to raise a child? We went away from that because people don't want other people parenting their kids.
Well, that's true. But also, just think about the dynamics of technology. I don't need you anymore. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't need you to watch my house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to go check on my kids. I don't need you to let my son borrow your phone so that you can call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that is needed no more because they can call you from their own. That's why I said my kids won't have a cell phone because of all of the privacy. Like, so much shit can be hidden in a phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who that my kids will be associating themselves with. Yeah. My mother knew who my friends were by default because they called the house.
Yeah.
And who are you? They got to come to the house.
Mine had to come knock on their door.
They got to come knock on the door. They couldn't text me and say, I'm outside. And I just leave. I'm gone, mama. Yeah. We couldn't do that. They'd be like, oh, who the fuck is that? Come in the house.
And people look at you crazy because your child can't have a phone.
Right. My baby's going to have a phone.
A phone at 8.
Fuck no. My kids can't have a phone till they have a car. Because that's the only time where they not going to be around somebody that has a phone.
Yeah.
Before then, who the fuck they going to be at a school that has a phone? They going to be at a camp or whatever. Yeah. They got a goddamn phone.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing that they going to be doing. They not going to have a phone before they get cars. Because if they at work, Bert got a goddamn phone. Yeah. Like, wherever they going, they got a goddamn phone. And they going to know my number by heart. Kids don't even know they folks' numbers by heart.
That's
dog.
True.
Like, they be like, at school, I be at work, Mr. Gray, let me see your phone. Can I use my phone to get my mama number out? What? You don't know your mama number? Like, it's dog, terrible. What happened? Lose your phone, what happened? I don't even know, Mr. Gray. That shit going to be over with. Like, you don't even know how to contact folks that you need to contact. But I'm looked at crazy because my kids can't have no cell phone when they 8.
Yeah, but yeah, that's how people look at it now. Like, man, they buying kids phones and stuff. Like, the day of my grandma's funeral, when I seen my little cousins playing on their mom and daddy phones and know how to get to everything, and these folks ain't even 5.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there like, I'm really like just sitting in the corner like, hell nah. Yeah. Like, this shit's scary.
Yeah, man. Like, it makes me nervous. Like, my oldest son has an iPad. He can, like, FaceTime his mom and, you know, stuff like that. It blow my mind just to see that. Like, it make me nervous just doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he can text or whatever only if he at the house because, you know, the Wi-Fi. And shit. But that even blow my mind. You know what I'm saying? I be nervous on just that end.
Yeah.
I didn't even imagine if he was out and about, you know what I'm saying, had a phone in his hand and how people steal. And I ain't got time for all that, man, because I'm too high. You know, I have very little tolerance for people fucking with my kids.
Yeah. And last thing you need is him recording video like Denzel Russell.
or somebody trying to take my son's stuff, man, and I got to go beat the hell out of some kid. Because, you know what I'm saying? I just got very little tolerance for it, man. But, yes, man, I'm all for us being more mindful and taking support. People don't take support no more either. They don't take advice.
All right, so let's jump into something else that happened this past week. And I'm really baffled by this. Lauryn Hill showed up to a concert 3 hours late, and she blamed it on her driver. Said her driver got lost.
That's lying.
He's lying.
Okay, first and foremost, why is Lauryn Hill still doing concerts? Because this is not the first time she's been late to a show.
She
actually signed a deal to do an album where they paid the IRS.
Yeah.
So all she has to do is an album. The concert don't have shit to do with
IRS.
But
her concert, like, she was late here, right?
Yeah. So like, if you go, if you know its websites, you can go on and look at comments from the concerts that you want to go to see, like, if the band good, whatever, right? And they had already said that she doesn't perform the songs originally. Like, it's some type of different style to the songs. So that's the first.
Right.
Why the fuck are you even going? Two, she only got one album that came out decades ago that people put on this pedestal. It's not that great.
But then she go like 3 times platinum or something like that.
That jump went bigger than that.
It went diamond.
It
went
diamond. Let's think about this.
When the album dropped, Napster didn't exist. Streaming didn't exist. It wasn't that many.
You gotta take it how you can get it though.
Okay,
I mean, that's
understandable,
like,
but I'm just saying it's a lot of things.
It
went
fast,
yeah,
in one night,
and that too. You know what I'm saying?
It's hey.
I'm just saying I'm not knocking.
She
her
on a pedestal that people need to bring her back down.
And the natural hair thing in too. So
I mean, she like if this was 12 years ago, I would understand.
Yeah.
I understand what you're coming from. Like, I wouldn't expect Michael Jackson to just do Thriller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't. He still had Bad. He still had Dangerous. He still had, you know, Butterflies and all that shit. So Michael Jackson, even Michael Jackson had to come up off of one historic album.
See, that's the difference between Michael Jackson and Lauryn Hill. Michael Jackson had a huge fucking catalog.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, he kept building. Like, he just Lauryn off Hill the wall. To, you know what I'm saying?
Lauryn's here.
All in all, she said that she was 3 hours late because of her driver getting lost.
And then when she was late to Memphis, she said it was Art.
Hey, that's crazy because she was probably later, like, took longer to get there than her actual show would have been. Though.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
All right, so I just don't understand. Like, you know this woman is late to her shows. Why are you all still buying tickets? Hit her where?
I mean, but if you bought the tickets,
like, what's his name? Oh, my God, this guy's a bozo. What's his name?
Talib Kweli was defending this.
He's a fucking bozo. He was like, she's a legend. She doesn't owe anybody anything.
Yeah, that's
she could just walk on stage, and she has done her job. It's like, nigga,
I understood what he was trying to say, but it was a terrible delivery. Like, basically, you're saying, like, you don't pay the artist. You pay to see the artist, and you pay the venue. So you pay to go to the venue. Which I get. I understand what you're trying to say, but the problem is that
For the fans, in their minds, is we are paying to go see you right, perform.
Exactly.
Right? And when they put it on commercials, they don't say you coming to see such and such on stage. They say performing live.
Right?
So once you sign up for that, you know what you have to do. Right. And they put it in your contract. What they need you to perform for this certain amount of time. Right? So all that extra shit, him trying to be super technical.
It was just a dick move. Basically, it was just being a dick.
Man.
And I don't agree with it because I don't understand why people even do stuff.
Bro, that's some bullshit. When I see him doing that, I was like, bro, this man just got to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Because, like, honestly, man, ain't no artist going to be as big as their fan base is. Honestly, like, every artist that's making it big, they owe this shit to their fans, dog. Like,
right,
ain't nobody gonna know who you are. Ain't nobody gonna support you. Ain't nobody gonna buy your albums. Ain't nobody gonna come to your shows if you don't have no fans. When you say that an artist doesn't owe the fans anything, that's pretty much just saying I made it on my own. I don't need your help. It's like the art speak for
itself. If artists didn't need fans, a rapper here in Memphis right now would be as big as he think he is.
Just go.
What rapper that would be?
Don't worry about
it. I don't rap no more.
I'm saying, it's plenty of rappers in Memphis that would be big.
Yeah, that's true.
My,
I don't want to get into Memphis rappers. Them niggas is crazy. Them niggas will put out a mixtape and just do some ad-libs and then just be like, bruh, bump this joint. I need $5, bruh. Why would I give you $5 for your mixtape?
It's everywhere, though.
Why would I give you $5 for your mixtape when I can goddamn go download Rick Ross's for free?
I didn't realize that, like, I had forgot for a minute how people, like, promote their mixtapes and shit. Like,
which
the random
is horrible
people.
Presentation.
So, dude came to me, right? I'm walking into a store. Well, I'm getting out the store. He was like, hey, man. He's like, you got any currencies for me? I was like, nah, man, I ain't got no money. He's like, man, you ain't got nothing? I was like, no, man. That man grabbed his mixtape back and walked off. I'm like, that's how you sell me?
Damn,
shit,
like
you hand it to me
that's
first
terrible.
And then
I got something worse than that. I came out of Walmart on Austin Peay one time and 7 niggas surrounded me. I was like, I had the scrap on me. So I'm like, whoa.
Right.
I'm just like, whoa, what's up, what's happening? I know y'all did y'all some type of wrong.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, we just trying to sell that mixtape. I said, well, y'all really going about it all
right,
wrong.
Right. Y'all trying to bully
like,
me into this.
It ain't even that. They just thought they all should be together selling it. I'm like, it could be one of y'all here, one of y'all somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? All 7 of y'all don't need to be in the same spot. Yeah. And I was like, that just don't come off good to anybody else who walks up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all look like y'all trying to gang up on them.
Appreciate that, bro. Like, oh, okay. And then they probably still all seven stood in front of the door right, as your ass walked off and didn't even take the advice.
Yeah.
Right. I know. I got a dude in New Orleans when I went down there for Mardi Gras like 2 years ago, had a fucking perfect peach sale. I had to buy the shit from him because the man, he in a Walmart parking lot, the man was like, whatever the fuck, you know. Wally, you know what I'm saying? I got this mixtape out. I'm trying to get it off, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, come up in the game, you know, I'm just a young brother out here. I ain't trying to rob, steal, no shit like that. I was like, all right, what shit here, man? Take $5, man. Like, give me this one. Probably still in my glove box right now. I ain't put the motherfucking CD in. But the point is, like, the dude, he set off a perfect pitch sale at this other nigga that was here. So just was like, man, I got a mixtape. I'm homeless and shit. I told y'all about this.
Not a hell. Time. Hold on. So sorry. He had a mixtape, but he was homeless?
He said he lived in a homeless shelter, but he, you know what I'm saying? Hey, had a mixtape.
Hey, how much your studio time is?
Tell me out.
See, when I would have stopped him and asked him so many questions.
When he showed me who he was, he actually assigned to a famous rapper. I ain't gonna say, we ain't saying no names, but he said.
But he said he live in the homeless shelter.
Yes, I tell you.
So,
I just gave him $3. I gave him $3 in my pocket for the mixtape. But just cause, you know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, you live in the homeless shelter. Okay. I just take a nigga word for it. You know what I'm saying? He say he live in the homeless shelter.
I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with being in the homeless shelter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fall on hard times, you just fall on. But to have a mixtape as your hustle, though, like, bro, it take you X amount of dollars to make a mixtape, and then let alone you got to get out here and hustle.
And you got to pay to stay at the homeless shelter.
And you got
to
pay $6 a week or something, right?
Yeah, I forgot.
It's something like that.
But nah, honestly though, if you want to sell your tape, one, let the person listen to the tape first. Have something to play the motherfucker on.
Hey, how you know?
I don't want to buy nothing that I ain't heard. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Then at the same time, don't go out and make your mixtape 16 to 22 songs long and don't nobody know who the fuck you are.
That is true.
If you trying to sell your tape, make like 5-6 songs because, one, I'm not going to have that much time to sit around and wait for you to go skim through all them songs. So you make 5-6 songs, you put that on a CD, you play those 5-6 songs for people when they come out. And if they want to buy it, cool. And if they don't, give it to them anyway.
Cause then you do your 22 songs, right? You do 5. Now you got what? 5 times 4 is 20. You got four more mixtapes to see. You on. You got a
but
business.
Folks don't listen to it.
You get your LLC now. You CEO. See how that worked out?
CEO. See how it
roll?
See how I bring it all
together? See how that happened?
Just that
fact. Now you a real CEO.
Just, all you need is 22 songs.
The money off that you making on your taxes.
There it is.
Boom.
Look at that.
Damn, right off the studio time.
Nah, taxes.
Oh, yeah, you write off studio time on your taxes, get that money back. But,
you know,
too much like right.
Nah, yeah.
A lot of people don't understand it is the music business, and they forget about the whole business part of it. Or
they think it's music talent.
Yeah, they think it's just
a
one
big
part
talent
of it.
Show. A real big talent show, man. That's all it is.
I can rap. This is another thing. Let me throw this out here. If you are an up-and-coming rapper, it looks bad on your part to bash rappers who actually have fan bases. Like, I seen it took so much in me not to say something to somebody the other day who was trying to shit on some rappers going on tour. I typed it up and everything. I was like, they booked. They doing shows. People ask them for autographs. Yeah. Run me that when you get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to shit on that. It looks bitter. You know what I'm saying? So don't. That's just like me getting on social media clowning other people with podcasts. Like, it's a lot of podcasts that we compete with. You know what I'm saying? That I listen to and I feel like they do a great job. But I'm not finna. And some that don't. But I'm not gonna be out here that, man, that podcast shitty and this and that. You know, no, I'm just gonna let what we do speak for itself.
That's it. That's
my
how you
fuck.
Should.
Then I'm gonna talk about the other podcast.
Hey, but check this out. June 11 is going down. Ottoman Park 12.
I ain't never at home for the little bashes. This nigga, he do it on purpose, I believe. First, he was finna Varnell Hill me today. Yeah, you could be on the show, bro, when you in town. Bro, I'm in town. Nah, you ain't. Nope, I ain't got no microphone. I got 8, but it's 9 people. You gonna make 10.
Nah, but you know, you heard that. You know, 2 people to Slim and Tink didn't show up today. So, happy Mother's Day to Slim, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And But yeah, June 11th is going down. Ottoman Park, No Negative Energy Cookout, the 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout. Like I said, if you want to donate monetary or food, it's cool.
Monetary. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, if you want to let us use y'all food stamps, man, you know we
even better.
I'm sure trying to buy some right now for my own personal use. So. I can buy them too. Y'all still doing the what that 45 for $60?
That's
75.
But yeah, this Real Thing of Podcast. We appreciate Yoda Great coming kicking with us today. We a little bit over time.
Oh,
which
I gotta go. You know, I most definitely gotta say Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, first off, this your first show back. Yeah, congratulations, back, man.
I appreciate
that. Man, baby girl, baby Zoe.
Yeah, baby Zoe is here, man. Be 2 weeks tomorrow.
Case will finally let that baby go.
She let the baby go, man. And it's been great ever since, man. Life has been so great. Life has been so great, man. But most definitely, man, Happy Mother's Day. You know, everybody knows my mother passed away when I was 13, so I always had to, you know, give shouts out to my mother, Miss Carter. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my lady, man. I love you. She, man, motherhood, being a woman is great, man. I just remember just sitting back at the hospital, right, and just seeing her, like, hooked up to all this different stuff, man. They got all these monitors on her. They putting all these needles in her, and she hates needles, hates needles. And she's just sitting back, just taking it all in stride, man, and just ready for the baby to come. And then the baby's born, man. And all this, I mean, it's all these doctors in her face and all this stuff. Like, women are fucking phenomenal. Like, yeah. That shit is, it's incredible to see, like, a whole human came out this moment.
Once again, you are a much better man than me because you were in the delivery room.
Oh, yeah, man. I seen the whole thing. I saw the whole shebang, man, and, like, all everything, and it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, it was gross in my mind.
See, that sounds good, but I'm standing outside the door.
About, he said it was a beautiful thing, but it was gross.
It was gross. Like, in my mind, I'm like, man, it's gross, but why am I feeling so happy? Like, I really was confused. Like, I was conflicted, and I'm like, damn, like, this is gross as hell, but why am I about to cry? Like, this is beautiful. Like, and it's just incredible
y'all
to
really
see.
Y'all really much better people than me, because I'm going to stand outside the door. Man. Just not letting me win the baby out.
I couldn't be in the delivery room, because I'm a crack jokes. Like, my wife,
man,
she don't want to
kick
me
out. Oh, you know it. I was in there acting a fool with it.
I'm afraid she don't want to kick me out.
Look in.
I was in that joke. I was
What's
in
up, man?
Fool with it, man.
What's up, man? Your whole coochie this big.
Right. Damn. I'm about to dive in that joint. Damn. I'm in that joint. Like, man, I'm about
the
to
baby coming out. I'm finna go in.
Can you get him out of here, please?
Hey, I was in there acting a fool with it. But yes, man, women are phenomenal, man. To have a whole human come out of you and still be out here living and walking around like ain't nothing happened. That's incredible. I don't know what else to say about it. Like, it's disgusting.
Shout out to all the mothers out there. Man.
Most
for
definitely.
Real.
All right. This is Real Thinker Podcast. Boom, boom. This is Real Thinker Podcast. We out. Hey, this was a good show, and it was all dudes.